Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight's theme is all about prayer, and we've got the help of some moving, inspiring, prayerful music. And here's a well-tested and tried pattern for prayer, and I'm meaning both public prayer and also in our private prayers. The first stage would be to sort of settle ourselves down and get into the mood, and I can't think of a better way of doing it than using the following music. We've got the Integrity Worship Singers reminding us that we're on holy ground. God is in this place and we are in this place and we're meeting with God. And then Cliff Richard sings Be In My Heart.
Living my life tonight. pray that I never take in vain the name I hold most dear. His love in the very heart of me casts out all doubt and fear. Now and forever and always true, your love has found a way. As I was, I am, and always will be. Be in my head, be in my soul tonight. Live in my words, let it be said. Live in my life tonight.
Once we're settled into a prayerful attitude, then we can try and look upwards to God and away from ourselves. A vertical dimension in life is always a healthy thing. So let's focus now on praising God with the help of two very prayerful songs. One is by Ron Canole, entitled Mighty God, and the other is by Michael Card, Abba Father. And when you take both songs together, they remind us of a profound truth, that God is almighty, immortal, invisible, God only wise, but he's also tender, loving and personal. Abba Father. The word Abba means daddy. It's the first words that a Middle Eastern baby would say. So let's celebrate God's loving power and powerful love, his strength, but also his gentleness.
I breathe the Spirit King, I can use your holy name, the tender name a son could only use. Abba Father, Abba Father, since that word became your covenant name, Abba Father,
it doesn't take us long when we're looking at the pure, holy God to suddenly see ourselves as sinners and unholy in comparison to him, the contrast black and white. So it's natural when we're in the middle of praising God to suddenly take our eyes down and see ourselves and then start confessing our sins, like Dolly Parton here.
Hello, God. Are you out there? Can you hear me? Are you listening anymore? Hello, God. If we're still on speaking terms, can you help me like before? I've questioned your existence. My resistance leaves me cold. Can you help me go the distance? Hello, God. Is there time? Hate and violence just increases. We're so selfish, cruel and blind. We fight and kill each other in your name, defending you. Do you love some more than others? We're so lost and confused. Hello, God. Are you out there? Can you hear us? Are you listening anymore? Hello, God, if we're still speaking terms, can you help us like before? For the free will you have given, we have made a mockery of. This is no way to be living. We're in great need of your love. Hello,
good news is that when we are sinners, even at our very worst, Jesus still loves us and forgives us. So when we're confessing our sins to him, remember that we're confessing to the one who loves us, who died for us, who does forgive us. And you have to remind yourself, and in public worship, the minister or the priest assures you of the forgiveness of God. Here's a song assuring us of God's forgiveness.
Don't know why I can't see how your precious blood could cleanse me now. When all this time I've lived a lie with no excuse, no alibi, all I know is I find mercy. All my shame you take from me. Cross has power, and the blood you shed cleanses me.
So we've confessed our sins and we have the assurance of forgiveness, and now we just move to focusing upon Jesus. Prayer doesn't have to be lots of words. It can be like two people looking into each other's eyes. I remember a story of a peasant man who worked in the fields out in France, and an hour before he went to work, he went into a roadside chapel, and an hour after he'd finished work, he sat in this roadside chapel, till a priest one day said to him, "What are you doing all these hours in the chapel?" He said, "I just look at Jesus, and Jesus just looks at me." So let's focus on Jesus by means of this music medley from Songs of Fellowship.
Captivate this heart of mine.
Another important ingredient in prayer is thankfulness. Christians should have the attitude of gratitude. All through the centuries, we've been distinguished by our thankful attitude. So, are you thankful for anything today? Here's the thank you song. So prayer includes praise, confession, assurance of forgiveness, focusing on Jesus, thanking, and of course, asking. You'll notice I've left it till last. Often people's prayers begin with asking. Jesus said, "Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." He promises. So take his advice.
Of our land.
So we settled ourselves into the mood for prayer, we praised God, and then we confessed our sins, and we had the assurance of forgiveness, we focused upon Jesus, we thanked him, and we asked him, and to bring everything now to a beautiful climax, we end with the prayer that started all prayer in many ways, the prayer which Jesus gave us to say. It's the model for all praying. It's a lovely prayer in itself, but within that prayer it gives you the pattern of prayer. So here's the Lord's Prayer, sung by Cliff Richard. Bye for now, and I pray that you have a good week until the next time we meet.
Forgive each one of those who sin.